what I had originally wanted to do was actually write a history of Tejano literature. I wanted to understand how Tejanos in the 19th century used writing to imagine new worlds, to express their dreams, their wishes, their fears. You know, what literature does for us today is it can move us, it can inspire us, it can make us feel good, it can make us feel devastated or feel a sense of melancholy. At that time when I was doing the research, there had been no research whatsoever on 19th century Tejano literature. So I set out to want to write a history of that. And I spent years doing archival research. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to go out, stake out my territory. I will focus on Texas. I spent years doing research, archival research in Mexico and Philadelphia and Texas and California. And at the end of those couple of years, I was so devastated. I was so depressed. I found nothing, no novels, no fiction, no collections of poetry. And so I went and told my advisor that I was not going to be able to write a dissertation, that I was going to have to drop out. And then he asked me, well, what did you find? I was like, well, I have these two filing cabinets full of documents, but none of it is literature. And he said, wait a minute, you have two full drawers of filing cabinets full of stuff of what they wrote, but they didn't write what you wanted them to write. And I was like, yeah, exactly. And that's when he said it like that, I was like, oh, wait. He said, yeah, you need to write a history of why they wrote what they wanted to write.